Good morning, everybody. Brian Newber here again from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car. This time driving through the booming metropolis of Martinsville, Indiana, on my way back from Bloomington, where Purdue defeated Indiana 81-69. The sound you hear in the background here is my windshield wipers. It's raining, so I'm going to have to be super careful here. I didn't do this right away when I got out on the State Road 37 leaving Bloomington because I was wrapped up in a really fascinating late night AM radio program where someone was telling stories about encountering aliens in the 60s, time travel, all of that stuff. There's some really weird stuff on AM radio late at night. Anyway, there's about to be some really weird podcast stuff coming across your feed here with our Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast brought to you by our friends at Bob's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charters Team Remax Billy Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. So we'll get right to it here. Purdue again, 81-69 at Indiana. It is Purdue's eighth straight win over Indiana in this series. Never gets old for Purdue, I'm sure, but this is becoming, you know, pretty common here. Purdue, you know, this was one of their most complete, you know, start-to-finish kind of performances of the season. You know, they won that game at Michigan State. That was kind of a smash-and-grab. Just kind of stole it at the end. Before that, though, you know, they did so much wrong that they really, you know, probably should have got beat. And I think Matt Painter's message to his team afterwards was, you know, when you guys are on top of little details and you guys concentrate, all of that stuff that, you know, you sometimes have to worry about with young teams, you're pretty good, because the last few seconds of that game, you know, went, you couldn't have scripted any better. Purdue did everything right, won the game. Prior to that, Purdue did a lot wrong and, you know, almost got beat. So from that, you really wanted to see Purdue kind of come out, you know, with a certain focus about them, I guess, tonight. And I think you saw that, because I think Indiana is a good defensive team. I don't know if they're like a dominant team or anything like that, but I think they're a good defensive team. And Purdue's offensive execution against Indiana to start the game, you know, was great, was really, really good, you know. And they made shots, and they hadn't been shooting well in Big Ten play. They were in the low 30s percentage-wise in Big Ten play, I think. Purdue comes out, makes their 7 of their first 9, finishes 11-17 in the game, I believe. I don't have a box score on me, and I wouldn't be reading it anyway while I'm driving. So, obviously, you know, as Matt Painter always says, everything looks good when the ball's going in. And that's true, but I think everything looked good anyway, even when the ball wasn't going in. I thought, you know, Purdue did a really good job offensively. Travion Williams, I think, is taking another step as a player. I think he's consistent. I think he's becoming, you know, quote-unquote clutch. I think he's playing really hard. I think he's getting in better shape as the season goes on. At least that's what he says. But and the level of play he's exhibiting, you know, bears that out. But also, I think the kids are gamers, you know. I think, you know, Jaden Ivey was big time tonight, 13 points on 4 shots, made 2 of 2 threes. He hadn't been shooting threes very well. Made a really big one at the end to really kind of put this game away. He's just playing really well lately. He had some turnovers tonight. I cursed him with a story I wrote this week about his turnover-free streak. So that's on me, my bad. But he was just really, really good tonight, really efficient. Eric Hunter broke out of his slump, had 11 points, I think, on like 5 shots. That might not be right. Don't hold me to that. I had 11 points, I know that. But he was 3 of 4 from 3. He hadn't been shooting very well. You know, Brandon Newman comes up and makes big plays at the end, makes his free throws when Purdue needed somebody to make free throws, blocks a Jerome Hunter three. That really, that sequence right there, I know I just called Jaden Ivey's three the dagger, but really the play that put it away was the back-to-back situation where Newman makes 4 of 4 from the foul line when Purdue couldn't make one prior, and then blocks Jerome Hunter's three, and then Hunter catches it out of bounds, Purdue ball. That was a really big-time sequence for Brandon Newman. Had a really big moment. Ethan Morton makes an enormous three. Again, you know, there's always a rando in these Purdue IU games, it seems like, whether it's Tyrone Johnson or like Bryson Scott or Sterling Carter or somebody just has a great game against Indiana when Purdue beats Indiana. And tonight, you know, I'm not going to say it a great game necessarily because it was one play, but that three Ethan Morton made from the corner, I didn't even know who it was when the shot went in because he was totally in my blind spot where I was sitting. I went from the worst seat in Assembly Hall to the best seat in Assembly Hall this year, but that one spot on the floor was my blind spot. So I didn't realize it was Morton until I saw him jogging back up the floor. But that was a really big play for Ethan Morton, a really big shot for Ethan Morton. Mason Gillis was fantastic in this game from an effort perspective, from a hustle perspective, loose balls he gets. That might be the most Purdue kid ever as a player. But just what he stands for, what he's doing, and all of that stuff. And all of those guys, all those young guys, at least those four young guys, I didn't think Zach Edey played poorly tonight, but he didn't make any shots around the basket. But those four guys, especially, were real gamers tonight. They all came up with big plays and a really big win in their first taste of Purdue-Indiana on the road. And but, you know, again, it's Trayvon Williams. He's just playing at a really, really high level right now. It's a league full of great big men. So he's not going to be first-team All-Big Ten, but I think he's playing at a first-team All-Big Ten kind of level here lately against All-Big Ten-level big men on top of that. So he is sort of becoming the player I think Purdue's always hoped he would be, and at the perfect time here because, you know, Purdue's in a good spot here. You've got six guys who hadn't played a however many guys it is. How many guys? I don't know. How many freshmen do they have? You guys can answer that for yourselves. Purdue's got a lot of freshmen. I can't count right now. Purdue's got a lot of freshmen. None of these guys have played a college basketball game as of like 2 months ago. To be 4-3 in the Big Ten after seven games with all your most difficult road games behind you and without one of those wins being the home game against Nebraska, which is the most winnable game on your schedule that you'll still get back later, Purdue's in a good spot here. And, you know, they'll get that Nebraska game back. You got a lot of home games the rest of the way. You know, 500 in the Big Ten this year gets you in the NCAA tournament, no questions asked, in my opinion, and probably everyone else's opinion. Purdue's well on its way. I mean, Purdue just played four straight Big Ten road games. That's unprecedented. That's unfair. That's inhumane. The first four of them were against ranked opponents. Purdue comes out of that stretch with two road wins already, and it's not even, you know, mid-January, or it's only mid-January. Purdue's in a good spot here, you know, folks, and it stands to reason that they're going to get better and better. Because Trayvon Williams is starting to really heat up. The freshmen are going to continue getting better. Jaden Ivey's got some momentum going. Eric Hunter might have just broken out of his slump. Purdue's got a lot going for it here, and it has a lot to be enthusiastic about on top of the fact that, you know, you just beat your rival for the eighth straight time, as if that's not enough. So I'm sure there's a lot more I could talk about here, but I am kind of drawing a blank here, so I'm going to kind of cut it off there, really stick the landing on this Gold Black Radio Express post-game podcast from Purdue's 81-69 win at Indiana. It has been brought to you by Fogg Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, East End Grill, Charter Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, Gridiron Metalworks, and my screeching windshield wipers. So thanks so much, everyone, for listening. We appreciate it. I'll talk to you again this weekend after Purdue plays Penn State in a rare home game. How about that? They're going to have to turn the lights on at Mackey Arena for the first time in a month. So we'll talk to all of you after that. Thanks, everybody.